dear friend. Today is the 18th of June, the year 2011. And we are staying in the town for the special health retreat in England. Yesterday, we already learned about the four kinds of nutrition, the energy level of all of that, and how can we apply it into the daily life in different aspects. And we already talked about a little bit about the organic and microbiotic food. And today we will continue to learn the art of cooking. So before we want to cook, we should know how to select the best ingredient, the best food we can have. And yesterday we already mentioned a little bit about in situation we cannot afford the organic or the clean food, so we can use the regular food available on the market. But we need to select the fresh one and distinguish between the fresh harvest and the one they preserve, because it's totally different. The same chemical, if the farmer throw it into the air or into the soil, the plant know how to select, convert and transform all of that, because it starts to nourish the plant or the fruit. But if after the farmer already collect the product, and if they use the chemical to preserve it after harvesting, there is no root, no sunlight, no reaction in the universe, in the air, to convert that one. So that's why the toxin still remain in the fruit or in the vegetable. So to eliminate the toxin remain in the food, we can dip it in the sodium chloride, the salt solution, for 15 or 20 minutes, especially when we want to use the whole thing. We don't want to discard, to eliminate the peel outside. And then when we want to make up a recipe, we should know how to combine the food together appropriately, so when we eat, our body will have easy way to digest, to absorb. Otherwise, it will have some confliction and we have indigestion or sickness. As you see on the board, we have five different groups of food. The first one on the top, that represent for any kind of food, provide the amino acid or the protein. The second group, that is any vegetable. Next one, the grain or anything can provide carbohydrate. And the fourth group is any food can provide the fatty acid or oil. And lastly, the fruit. And in this group, we divide into three subgroups. The first one is the fruit have a lot of sugar, so we call that is a sweet fruit. The second subgroup in that is the intermediate. That means it's not really sweet, it's not really sour. And the final one, the acid fruit, usually have a vitamin C in that, like lemon, lime, grapefruit, orange, tomato, etc. So when we combine the food together, we should combine the nearby group together. And in the order, when we eat during a meal, the same thing. We should eat the food in that group, the closer the better for our body to digest and to absorb. If we eat food belong to a group far away, it makes our digestion harder for digest and for absorb. That's why yesterday we talking about why we should not drink or eat any sweets in the middle of the meal. One reason, because it's not compatible. And second reason, because it will make the nutrition become clumping, become some complex compound or substance, and eliminate our body, or it can create the stone in the GI tract. For example, when we combine the sweet fruit with the fatty acid fruit, it can make the clumsy. The fatty acid will form the complex compound and get stuck in our GI tract. Or for example, in a meal, if we eat too much protein and too much bean, but without enough green stuff, we will have a hard time for digestion. And usually we have the bubble, we have distension, gas building up. Yeah. So to combine in a menu, we should take in consideration the order, the position of each group. And then during the meal, if we eat, we have all kind of dish like this, we need to know which one we should eat close together. Secondly, at the cooker in the kitchen, it's very important to know how to prepare yourself, because if we don't know the equipment, the cooking spot, the ingredient, all of the equipment, the machine in the kitchen, so our mind not really at speed, at ease during the cooking time, if we are not really pleasure or happy during the time of cooking, all of that attitude will penetrate into the food and it will affect the eater. That's why you see in most of the monastery, the camp, in military, or in the big hotel or the restaurant, they usually have the chief cook be a man, not women. And especially in a monastery with a few hundred or thousand of people, the cooker or the chief cook have a very high position. It's just after the hour, and the one responsible for the teaching Dharma, and next to that the chief cook, not the secretary, not the vice president, and not other position. Very important, because we already learned about four different kinds of nutrition, and the attitude is the third to the fourth level. So the very high energy, very powerful, when we input that energy into the cooking process. And then the order of adding the food into the cooking spot, or the temperature, the additive, is very important too. Because if we don't know the order of that, we may have some interaction. And then if we don't know how to cook, how to use the temperature, we may either have the negative effect instead of eliminate negative effect, or we may
have a problem. It's not working at the moment. I just tried to start it.
It's the power.
Is, I think what happened is, I think it's the end of the old tape. I think the new tape hasn't. We only have one more. I thought I was lucky. I thought we had two more, but it was the end of the old tape.
So, for example, yesterday we talking about soybean. It's very high protein concentration, but unfortunately it's very acidic and it's very gene property. So in order to eliminate or minimize the negative effect of the soy product and take advantage of many positive effects for women, for protein concentration, and for many, many other substances in there, we have to use the high temperature. We have to cook for a long time. We have to eat in the daytime, morning or lunch time. So by using high temperature, long time, we minimize or we eliminate the zinc property and we make it more yang. By eating in the morning and at lunch, we use the Zen environment to support for that. Okay? So if we don't know how to cook and we put that at the end, so that means all of the food we already cooked, it have a Zen property. Now when we put the soy product at the end, first all the yin will be absorbed into the food we already cooked before, and also it don't have enough time to transform the yin into the yang. See? So in that case, we need to cook the tofu or the soy product first to eliminate the yin property. And then also it have a long time enough to have the heat penetrate in that, so make it become more yang. And the other issue relate to how to harmonize all the member in our family or in our group, because not everyone the same, right? So one person may be more yang than yin, the other one may be more yin and yang. So if we talent, if we be mindful, and we will know which one need to eat more yin, which one need to be eat more yang. So when we cook, we take out maybe a portion, just enough for the person to yang, and then we continue to cook longer for the people who are yin. And the ingredient still follow the same token. Some ingredient only sauce and oil, when we put on the top, we may put that first. And all the ingredients we should add later on. And some ingredient, for example, lemon juice, vinegar, miso, soy sauce, etc., we need to add at the end when we already finished the cooking. Because if we, for example, if we add table salt too late, it don't have enough time, especially when we cook with vegetable. Because most of the nutrition, most of the good stuff of the vegetable, it stay inside its molecular and the fiber cover outside. Look like we have any treasure. We don't want to display it out there for everyone, right? We want to hide at deep, at secret as possible. The same thing, the nature, especially for the vegetable, they know if they display the good stuff outside on the surface area, the insect will come to eat and to extract that. The UV sunlight will destroy that. The heat from the sun will destroy it. The oxygen in the air will oxidate that. And the vitamin with the heat, it will convert or evaporate. See? So that's why all of the good stuff under the nutrition, under the vitamin, it hidden inside the fiber molecular. And our body, the human being, don't have the enzyme, don't have capacity to break down cellular, not in the fiber, to extract all that. That's why if we want to use it at the fresh, we have to use the extractor, centrifuge, to draw you the centrifuge force to extract it out. And we just drink the fresh juice. Otherwise, we have to yield the temperature and the table salt to extract it out. Because the table salt consider the mod yang, and the temperature, that is the heat, that is the mod yang. When we yield two very strong yang force, we will put it internally out to the surface. By the time when we put it in our mouth, the bud in our tongue will extract it and get it through the buccal area into our bloodstream right away. We don't need to chew, we don't need the enzyme in here to secrete and to try to digest it, so save the energy for our body. But if we not know how to add salt at the beginning, it doesn't have enough time to penetrate into the vegetable molecular, okay, to put out on that good stuff. So when we eat, our body, especially liver and gallbladder, try really hard, even though they know some that they don't have a capacity to produce the enzyme to break down the cellular, but they still try the best to produce any similar enzyme to break down the cellular molecular. Finally, they spend a lot of time and energy, but they still cannot extract much. So waste up the energy, waste of time. And if we continue to doing that, the liver and the gallbladder, the stomach and the small intestine have to work harder, and it becomes tired and exhausted. So the order of adding ingredient is very important. And when we, after we finish cooking, we display that on the dish, in the bowl, on the table, it still have another effect. Like we already learned, the second level of energy through our eye, our ear, our nose, our tongue. So if we cook the food, if the food is not really good quality, but if we display it beautifully, the smell really good, it will attract the people and they have a sense of really good, and it stimulates the appetite, right? So we, at that time, the eater already have absorbed the second energy level already. So the first level, just the material only, it's not affected much. On the other hand, if we have a very high quality food, but we don't know how to cook, we make it become clumsy. The color of it so plenty, the smell no good, and the way we display terrible. People look at that and they don't have any appetite at all. So, and then their mind shut. So it affects the second and the third level. So by the way, when we put the food in our mouth, it have no positive effect at all, even though it have a very high quality. See? So very important when we know all different level of the energy of the food, so we can combine all of that together to make our product, our cooking, become the best of it. So when we, even though when at home we don't have a steam machine, so if we want to steam vegetable, it takes a lot of time and energy. So it's not really productive when we do it at home, unless we have a big equipment in the restaurant or in the big cooking house. But at home, when we do cooking for the vegetable, we should not eat it raw. We will explain later on why the Westerner have a tendency to eat the raw vegetable. What is the advantage and what is the disadvantage? But as we already learned, even though when we compare the vegetable, the fruit, some may be more yang than the other, but overall, the vegetable, the fruit, always zinger than the grain or the animal product. So by using heat and table salt, we try to make it become more yang. Secondly, we try to put or extract all of the positive nutrition, good stuff, vitamin inside the fiber molecular out to help our body digest and absorb it faster and easier. So when we have the water in the cooking spot, we have a table salt in right away, we boil it up. And we have a few, 1 or 2 teaspoons of olive oil, sesame oil on the top. And when it boils again, we put all the vegetable in, we mix it, and we close the lid for 5-10 minutes. When it already boils again, we just take the lid off, and depend on how we want to eat. We want to eat well done, we can leave it for another 5-10 minutes. But if we want to eat it crunchy, we can take it out after 5-10 minutes, depend on what kind of vegetable. But if we pay attention, we will see the color of the food before we cook, and at the right time when we cook, the color will be brighter. For example, the broccoli, when we see it raw, it's not really green. The carrot, it's not really bright color. But if we cook at the right temperature, at the right time, all of the good ingredient, good stuff inside, be put outside. And then when it come out to the surface area, the oil layer will hold it back. So it not evaporate. It not really dissolve into the water. So all of that will be high concentration of the surface area. So when we keep the same that and we turn off the cooker and we can take it out, we have the high color, the brighter, and the taste, it becomes sweeter. But if we overcook or we use the wrong temperature, the color now it overheal, right? It become now more clumsy. Okay, it's no good. And the taste, it's no longer sweet, okay, terrible, because all that ingredient, all that substance, now it become complicated and complex substance. So it destroys the property of the vegetable. So cooking temperature, cooking time, very important. And if we can do in that correctly, we dry up the level instead of on the first level, we now go to the second level of color, of smell, of taste. So make the vegetable become more valuable, more energy. So after we the meal, now we start to eat. We have to know how to eat correctly too. As we already mentioned, when we combine all the food for cooking or at the time when we eat, we should know how to combine the group of the food together appropriately. Remember, we have the protein, we have the vegetable, grain, carbohydrate, fatty acid, oil, and fruit. So whatever close next to each other, that is the best combination. Whatever far away, that is no good. So we try to minimize that. And depend on the digestive system, but most of us, when we have the root combination far away and the ratio inappropriate, we will have a distension and indigestion, gas passing of flatulence. Therefore, we should not eat sweet fruit or vegetable together during the meal. We either eat at the beginning of the meal or at a separate meal. And the reason we already explained, because the sugar in that will make most of the protein, the vitamin, and the fatty acid in the meal become clumsy. And when it becomes clumsy, it not only wastes the material, the nutrition in the meal, but it will make deposit along the GI tract. And that deposit, if it be get rid out of the GI tract, is still good for our body. Not really big concern. But the problem, because it stay there and it extract more all the good stuff and bad stuff in the food, in the GI tract, to form the stone or to form the polyp or the tumor, and it block the way pass it through the GI tract. And also when it become all that complicated substance, the body will recognize that at the no good substance, harmful. So our GI tract will secrete more mucus to protect itself. By secrete more mucus, it will trap it one deeper and hold it one harder. It gets thicker. So the deposit make it harder to move along. So it make it worse. The other thing we already explained last night in the question and answer section, we should not we minimize drinking any liquid or eating soup in the middle of the meal. We may drink 15-20 minutes before meal, or about an hour to an hour and a half after the main meal. If we want to eat soup, we either eat at the beginning or at the end of the main dish. And minimize drinking in the middle of the meal, especially cold soft drink with carbohydrate or with the gas. Two very important points, that being the technique or the art of eating of healthy and of successful. That means how to know how to eat and the proportion of the meal during the day. When we eat, if we follow on the recommendation like this, we should have a small spoon, small bite at the time. And we chew usually depend on what kind of food, but I use at least 50 to 80. And when we chew the brown rice, more than 100 times a mouthful. The reason why we chew small and slowly, because when we chew, not only to make the fruit we eat become small, get easy for digestion and absorption. Not the important point. If that's the main point, why not put in the mixture or in the grinder and make it become powder and we drink it easier, right? So that's why, okay, the first purpose of the chewing is make to green it, to make the food become smaller, yet. But it's not the main purpose of chewing, carefully and slowly. The problem nowadays, because we eat too fast, so and then we end up with a lot of disease of the low immune system, a lot of sickness. Why? Because when we chew slowly, carefully, it's not only to make the food to broken down smaller, but our saliva will be stimulated and secrete more when we chew, right? So by that action, the saliva will mix with the carbohydrate and it absorbs, it attracts the sugar and absorbs directly in the buccal area into the blood vessel right away. So it saves time and energy for digestion and absorption. And you can feel the sweetness right away in your mouth. By that action, we will feel comfortable, feel full, so we don't need to eat much. Secondly, when we chew slowly, carefully, the saliva will secrete a lot. And our saliva is an alkali fluid in our body. And it has a lot of antibiotic, anti-inflammatory effect. So when we chew slowly, the saliva secrete more and more. And when we swallow down to stomach, our stomach doesn't have to work much, right? And if the stomach doesn't have to work much, the acid chlorhydric not be secrete much. So overall, our body fluid become alkaline. When it penetrates through the blood, through the intestinal wall into our blood become alkaline. And our immune system will be boosted up. On the other hand, if we not chew carefully, slowly, we cannot taste the sweetness. It cannot absorb it here. It has to go down to stomach. The stomach had to work harder to make the food smaller, to mix with the digestive fluid. And because we don't chew carefully, so the saliva not secrete much, the antibiotic activity and the inflammatory activity not secreted much. So when the food going down the stomach had to work more. And the stomach fluid, that is chlorhydric acid. And this is the strongest acid. So by the time when it finished the digestion, overall the body fluid will be acidic instead of alkaline. When it penetrates to the intestinal wall into our blood becomes more acidic. And when our blood becomes more acidic, our immune system is suppressed and the defense system becomes weaker. We got sickness, got the disease, got invasion. So the other property advantage of chewing slowly, because when we hungry or when we thirsty, like we explained yesterday, we hungry both physical and mentally. If we chew not careful and we swallow, the food doesn't have enough time to touch to the butt on our tongue and our nose. So it don't have enough time to send the feedback to the central nervous system to tell them, I already received enough food. And then the stomach full had to working hard, but cannot digest, cannot absorb much. And the mind still hungry, and they require to eat more and eat more. The more we eat, the more the stomach had to work to digest, but cannot absorb much, and it had to be eliminated. So waste of time for digestion and elimination, but not much for absorption. Another activity of choosing carefully and slowly, because on our cheek, our face, we have almost 400 different muscles, and they say one smile make you become younger. Can be the medication for treatment of your anxiety, stressful. When we chew it slowly, it makes all the muscles on our face relax, and it stimulates more and more enzyme, more and more substance, to make our skin, make our body become younger. It refresh, it rebuild faster, eliminate on the blockage on the toxin faster. So it helps our immune system to be stronger. It helps our central nervous system become more relaxed, more calm, more patient. And at the same time, you see we have the gland next to our ear. When we chew carefully in our muscle and our cheek, can be stimulated. This gland will be stimulated. And this one connects to three different very important systems. First, to the central nervous system is the parasympathetic in front of the frontal lobe. It connects to the hypothalamus. It connects to the pituitary gland. That is a very tiny, like a kidney bean, but it is the headquarters, the top to conduct all the activity of all of the gland in our body. So by stimulate all of that, it makes our central nervous system, especially the parasympathetic, more relaxed. We feel more calm, more peaceful. And by stimulate the pituitary gland, it makes our brain become more aware, more alert. The wisdom and the insight become brighter. So during the time of eating, it's no different as during the time we are sitting in meditation. It makes our body totally relaxed. It makes our body feel calm, peaceful, joyful, elimination of all the toxin, all the blockage. And especially the highest level of physical and physiology, that means it can do the same thing like we are in deep concentration. The central nervous system will secrete the substance to heal the internal organ when it have any imbalance or abnormal or a wound internally. So by chewing carefully, slowly, we have a lot of benefit, and not really different as we are sitting in meditation. So that's why we need to eat slowly, chew carefully. And we should not eat full stomach, because that is the advice from the Buddha time. But now, we think that is very clearly benefit. Because when we eat full stomach, our stomach doesn't have a capacity to mix or to clean the food we eat. So it can contract and expand, contract and expand, twitching a little bit. Not like the intestine, it move and it twitch. But the stomach, it can contract, expand, contract, expand only. That is a way to mix or to clean any substance not chew carefully in our mouth. And then that is a way to mix the food, the nutrition, with the enzyme fluid, the digestive fluid. So make it break down, chop up the long or the complicated molecular into the small block for our body to use. So if we eat only 2/3 of our stomach, it still have an empty space. So when it contract, it have a space to move around. So the and digestive fluid have an opportunity to penetrate and mix evenly with the nutrition. So by that action, it will help for the digestion easier. It will help for the absorption, will extract the most nutrition as possible, and the elimination will be minimal. But when we eat full stomach, our stomach cannot contract, and the food we eat, we swallow down, cannot penetrate, cannot be mixed with the digestive fluid and other enzymes. So it makes difficult for the digestion, it makes difficult for the absorption, and our body has to eliminate a whole portion of the food. So it wastes of time, wastes of energy, and we don't get much nutrition into our body. The other thing, when we eat only 2/3 of our stomach, for example, we have our body needs 2,000 kilocalories to work, to function a day. If we eat only 2/3 of our stomach, that means we not provide 100% 2,000 kilocalorie energy. We only provide 1,500 or 1,700 only, right? So the rest, 300 or 500 kilocalorie missing, our body have to find out the way to compensate for that amount of energy to provide for our body to work. So where it go to take, our body very smart. They don't, it doesn't want to take the bad thing. It had to take the really best food first. If they don't, it doesn't have that capacity, and it go lower and lower down standard. So the first thing it does, it go around the GI tract and in the organ in the body to see any bacteria, any cell, old cell or abnormal cell. Take that one and recycle faster and easier. Because the food we eat outside, we bring from outside in, it have a totally different energy level, different frequency. But this one inside the body, doesn't matter that is the bacteria or that is the old cell, the abnormal cell. But because it already stay in the body for a while, so now the energy level is almost the same close to our body. So it makes it much, much easier for digestion and absorption. So it spends less energy, less time to work, but it has more nutrition. So that's why our body likes to doing that. That is one of the benefits why we apply that during the fasting for healing. Our body will go around, detect all the bacteria, all the old cells, all the abnormal cells, use that one first. That's why during the fasting for healing, we don't want to provide any solid food from outside. It makes our body more tired for digestion, for absorption, for elimination. And then it don't have capacity to go around to search, to take over all the best substance in our body. So, and then after it finished that job, it had to go to upper level. Remember yesterday we talking about four kind of nutrition. So the first one is the solid, right? The second one for the first five sense organ. So if after it finished clean up in the body, but it's still not enough 500 or 300 kilocalories, now it go to search for the night sound, the night image, or for the calmness, the peaceful state of the mind. And automatically it dries up the mental formation and the spiritual life. That's why in the old time, the Buddha not allow. The Buddha recommend for the Sangha, especially for the monastic, don't eat more than 2/3 of their stomach. And then they stay outdoor, meditate in the middle of the jungle, the forest, and in the outdoor environment. So the body will search for the higher energy level in the universe when we don't provide 100% of energy in the first level or the first group of nutrition. And finally, very important, and this is one of the main cause for obesity and sickness, because of the wrong proportion of our meal during the day. Most of the, you see, before the industrial time, the farmer, the people in the village, they have a correct portion of the meal during the day. That means they eat breakfast kind of 30-40%, and then they have a lunch 50%. At dinner, they have only 10-20% of the whole total meal for a day. If they follow that, they whatever they eat, it will burn out and supply the energy right away for their body to work. For example, from 7 or from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock, right? Only 4 hours. That almost enough. And then from noon to about 5 to 6, longer time. They need more energy, so that's why we need to eat more. By the time when 6 o'clock, we go home, we have a dinner or supper around 6 or 7. We need only a little bit energy for 2 or 3 more hours, and we go to the bed. We don't work much at night. So all of the food digest, provide energy, so our body doesn't have to do extra work. And then we will learn about the circadian rhythm of the nature and the cleanse up circadian rhythm in our body for all the organs. And we will see why it affects on the sickness, the illness, or the obesity nowadays. On the other hand, you see now most of the North America or the Westerner, they don't eat breakfast much, or sometimes they don't eat at all. And at lunchtime, they have only half an hour, 45 minutes or an hour maximum, eat for lunch. So that's why, okay, they don't eat much at lunchtime. And when they go home for dinner, usually have a late dinner and a big dinner. So let's see what's going wrong here. We need energy to provide for our body to work. If we not eat, our body has to go into the storage, take it out, and reburn it. Right? The same thing at lunchtime. If we not eat enough, and then for 5 or 6 hours, again, our body has to go to the storage, take out the storage, and reburn it to provide the energy for our body to work. So it wastes a lot of energy to go into storage, take it out, reburn during the daytime. So we waste energy for not good. But at the night time, our body not working much, but we have a big dinner and a late dinner. How long the food remain in our stomach? Minimum, if we have the soup, about 2 hours. If we have a medium meal, 3 hours. And if we have a big or fasty meal, 4 hours. So when we finish the dinner around at 8 or 9 o'clock, it takes 3 hours minimum for the stomach to be empty. So it's at that time 11 o'clock already, or maybe midnight. By the time when it finished the digestion or nutrition, that is the time for synthesize cholesterol at night time. So all the nutrition instead of it go back to it go to provide energy for our body to work, but at night time we don't work, so the energy can do nothing. So some of them we go directly to the cholesterol synthesis. The other one, they go to synthesize the glycogen at the storage for glucose, carbohydrate. And then because at that time, it working hour over, the same like when the working hour over, we don't want to work extra too much, right? We don't want to work overtime every day. So instead of they synthesize the glycogen, they have to bring back to the liver or to the muscle where we yield for activity a lot. But now, because no more time for working and the body already tired, so where it lay, after it absorbed, it synthesized and lay it there. I don't have the time, I don't have no strength, okay, to bring to store it, so leave it there. So you see, they have a big belly, big buttstock, and big thigh. And also the cholesterol needs to be synthesized at night time. So most of the energy be bring to the manufacturer, the plant to synthesize the cholesterol. That's why people have a big dinner at night, at late, okay, the energy become the cholesterol. It get the blood vessel become stiffer, harder. And another problem, because when we have a big dinner like that, we cannot go to bed early, right? Because the belly is still full. And then that is the time for the cleansing. of our immune system. We will learn later on. And the bed cycle is just going down. If we cannot go to bed early, we go to bed late. Go to bed late, we wake up late. And wake up late, okay, it whole cycle, it connects to each other, and then we going downhill and downhill and downhill. That, so, very important to switch or to cut the bad cycle to return to the correct, appropriate, the proportion of the meal during the day, and we will see the benefit right away, especially for who already have an overweight, who have a cardiovascular disease, who have insomnia, cannot go to sleep, who have a high cholesterol, etc. And this information to show you that we usually have an advertisement at, or the doctor advise to drink a lot of cow milk for calcium, right? And we don't know that the milk is the bad product, create a lot of problem for humanity from after the World War II. After 20 to 30 years, it start to come out the bad, the negative side effect. But we cannot correct it now because the people be brainwashed and get used to that. When you compare here, you will see they claim for milk to have a higher calcium level. But actually, milk here, it have only 119. We round up about 120. It's very low compared to black bean, quinoa, sunflower seed, turnip green, that means the top of the turnip, the one the white color you show me, and the broccoli, the one we usually have for the good smell, almond, nori, and especially the seaweed. You see, the one I usually recommend and very easy to cook, very easy to eat. It have 1,100, almost about 10 times of the milk. And it not only have a calcium, it have all kind of nutrition, the mineral and the trace element in there. We will learn about that later on when we do the research on the common vegetable and common food we can afford and use it on a daily basis. We don't need much, only about 10 or 15 of them, enough to rotate for every week or every 2 weeks.
But what is spirulina?
What
spirulina?
One?
Spirulina, it's near to yogurt and milk. Spirulina.
Oh, this one is kind of the seaweed, but the tiny one. It looked like the grass.
Oh,
outside, okay. Yeah, the tiny one under the sea. Yes. Now I mean we don't need to have a whole bunch different of the vegetable or the fruit. We just need to yield about 14 or 15 common one. But if we know how to combine, we have everything. We have a mineral, trace element, vitamin, and we can use that at the soup for treatment whatever imbalance in our body. Here is a few things we need to avoid after big meal. Working too much, showering, bathing, this activity, and you know that after eating, we need to have the blood concentrate around the stomach area to tough for the digestion. Because if not, the food in stomach will remain longer and it will harm our stomach. It will make our stomach distend. So that's why any activity, physical or mentally, will minimize the blood flow to the stomach area. If we have a shower, we have a bath, we do exercise, or we do anything physically, the blood will go to the extremity externally. So it will minimize the blood go to the stomach. If we smoke, if we reading the book, watching TV, or do anything to concentrate, the blood will go to the brain, and again, it will minimize the blood flow to the stomach, where it will harm the stomach. When we can have a slowly walking, gently, okay? We can sit down or lay down on the right side after 10-15 minutes for resting, okay, but not sleeping. Because if we eat full stomach, we have a tendency to fall into sleep too early. And when we fall into sleep, our central nervous system shut down and the blood not going to supply for the stomach to work. Yeah. So that's why we can lay down after 10-15 minutes, but it not sleeping. It much better after 30 minutes. The same thing when we eat any sweet soup or food, it makes the problem here. Because on the whole digestion stay down here. And if we eat any sweet stuff on the top of that, it usually the sweet substance it digest faster, right? Easy to digest, and it turn out to be the sugar faster and easier for absorption. But now we eat carbohydrate, protein, fatty acid, everything take longer for digest and it stay down here. And if we eat the sweet stuff up here, take about 3 hours for the stomach to be empty. This one will be fermented. And when it be fermented, it build up the gas, and the gas will go up to our gastroesophagus. And it will damage the valve here, or it will have the reflux. No good. We already talking about not drinking the water in the middle of the meal. Don't drink tea, or don't eat fruit with the meal. Because if we drink cold water, we already explained about that mechanism. When we drink green tea, black tea, or we eat fruit like apple, like pear, grape, all that it have a tannin or pectin in that. And the same thing, all that substance, when it meet the protein, vitamin, and mineral, it will become clumsy. Will make that become the complicated and sediment substance, and it gets thick along the GI wall. So the only food we can eat at the dessert, that means anything a little bit salted, grape, a little bit apple, a few slices of apple, okay, but it's much better if we have grapefruit, pineapple. This one we always talk about yesterday. I just want to mention a little bit more on the drinking, usually during the daytime is the zinc, so we need to drink more water at zinc so it can balance itself. At the evening or night time, that is the zinc time, so if we drink too much water, it makes our body become too much yin, and then we have to go to the toilet oftenly. That is no good. And secondly, we know our body temperature is 37°C. If we drink any water at lower, our body temperature at better. Because if we drink too cold water, our body need to provide a lot of energy to bring that water temperature up to the normal body temperature. Secondly, if we know the technique of drinking slowly, sip by sip, leave it in our mouth slowly, it have a capacity like the insulation, like the air conditioner system. But if we drink too fast, especially the cold water, it will disturb our homeostasis, because the body temperature 37°C, and now we drink the cold water, it drops our body temperature, and then it just go up and down internally, so it will disturb the homeostasis. In the case we want to drink the cold water, we should sip slowly and leave it in our mouth as long as possible. First, for our central nervous system have enough time for the blood on our tongue to send a feedback, so it recognize that body already see the fluid, and to satisfy the illusion. Because we used to think that during the summer hot weather, we drink cold water, it's better. That is the wrong perception, an illusion. So if we drink too fast, our central nervous system doesn't have enough time to recognize. But if we drink slowly, and then our central nervous system will recognize that, and slowly, okay, we can let go, or we can transform, we can change that bad habit. And definitely on the beverage, on the industry, we try to minimize using it. Even though when we see the label say bio, but it's not really bio, because when, for example, they extract the juice out of the fruit, but in order to leave it, to keep it in the storage, and to sell it for a few days or a few weeks, a few months, you know, all the vitamin, they not survive, they not last for after a few hours. So whatever left over is only a small amount. And also the sugar in there, the carbohydrate in there, it will be fermented. So they need to have a preservative, a lot of different chemicals to protect that. Not talking about, okay, they put more chemical on purpose to make us addicted to that, make it smell better, taste better, and make we get sick. So even though the label say bio, but it's not bio, unless we buy it and we choose it and we drink it right away. The other thing, and most of us not really aware about that, for example, we think that we buy the water bottle, and we don't know what kind of the water in there. Usually it have two different sources. One is the recycle of the water we use. They filter and they gear, they use the chemical, many other ways to sterilize the water. So what we call that a recycled water. The other source that they farm the string from the fall from nature. In case we had the best source from the string with a lot of mineral, but as you know, the plastic bottle in the production process, we had to use a lot of gas, no good, a poison gas. But and then from the time they manufacture the bottle and they have the water and the bottle to the time it comes to our hand, how long does that? A few months to about few years, at least 2 years. And then the temperature in the warehouse, the temperature in the truck delivery from one place to the other place, except for during the winter only, other 3 seasons. Even though you see the temperature outside, it's cool, but the sun going up only a few hours, inside the truck or inside the warehouse, it's really hot. About 50 centigrade degree on the gas in this plastic bottle will release into the water. And if we're drinking that water on a daily basis, and we get toxin into our bloodstream that we don't know, you see? Or sometimes we had a habit, we had a water bottle keep in our car. Early in the morning, when we go to work, the temperature low, we ring it, we see it cold. Late in the evening, when we wet our workplace, we ring it, we see it a little bit warm or cold. And we don't know, we not pay attention during the middle of the day, from 10 o'clock to about 3 p.m., the temperature real high, and our car become the burner, right? Become the oven in there, and it heat up the bottled water and on the gas relay in there. So be careful. Whoever really want to drink the water like that, we should open the cap, just lay it there. Maybe we would pour it in a cup, or we have it in the glass a container and leave it open overnight. So the air, the gas, bad one, okay, it will evaporate, and the energy from the nature will come in and neutralize that for us before we drinking it. And the last message, drink your food and eat your drink. It sounds contradict, but it's not, because if we try to chew our food at fine as possible, it becomes liquefied, and then we swallow. That's good for everything we already learned. And our ring, if we ring too far, it will become the problem. So sip one by one, slowly. If we can chew, water will feel good because it will stimulate our saliva to be secreted. For sleeping, the purpose of our sleeping to help the muscle, the body in general, be relaxed. So when our muscle relax, the blood vessel, the nerve, and the energy channel will be open, because the blood vessel, the lymphatic system, and the energy channel, it stay in the middle of our muscle layer. So if we not relax the body or the muscle, no way the blood vessel we dilate, the toxin can be pushed out. So the first purpose of our sleeping to help the body, the muscle relax, and after that it will push out on the obstacle, on the obstruction, on the bad material. And when all the energy channel be clear up, empty now, at about 3 a.m., the energy from the nature will come in and fill up all of the energy channel, make our battery full charge for new energy for a new day and for the healing process too. Therefore, if we eat too much, if we go to bed too late, our body didn't have enough time to relax, to discharge all the toxin yet, and by the time at 3 a.m. the natural force, the life force, it pushes it in to fill up. So whatever toxin not be put out of the body yet, now it will be put back into our body. So the space available for the new energy become less, the battery become charged, not fully. If our battery not be charged fully, the next day we don't have enough energy to work for the new day. And at the bad cycle, we don't have energy, we feel tired, stress building up, and then okay, we go to bed late, and it just go on and go on like that. So that's why we need to follow the circadian rhythm. The best time to go to sleep about 10 p.m. Later, about 10:30 to 11, and wake up around 4 a.m. Why is that? We will learn more during the circadian rhythm of the nature and our body. And then at lunch time, after finish lunch about at 1 or 1:30, we should have a half an hour to 60 minutes maximum snack break time. This is the middle time of the day. It have a lot of benefit because this is the middle way for our body to detox and to retract. But we should not stay on our bed after 3 p.m. or after 7 a.m. We will have a lot of bad dreams. For meditation, we already learned about all the benefits of meditation or relaxation. That's why 1 hour of meditation relaxation, it can have the same benefit of 2 to 3 hours of sleep. And if we learn how to sleep on the flat bed, without pillow, especially for whoever had the spinal cord problem. At first few days, you feel uncomfortable. But after 2 or 3 days, you get used to and you will see the benefit of flat bed or the very hard mattress. And laying on the right side and the head to work north is the best. Why? Because when we lay on the left, it will obstruct the way of our heart to pumping out, so we feel numbness. When we lay out on the right, our body will balance yin and yang itself. Because right side is yin, left side is yang, and the yin force going up the yin form going down. So by laying on the right side, the yin going up, the yang going down, automatically inside of our body, it already harmony and it balance itself. And externally, the force from the universe do the same thing, the same direction. So we have the synchronized frequency environment with the whole universe. If you lay opposite our own unit against the nature force, so we'll have a disturbance, imbalance. And about why we have to work north, because we know the electrical magnetic field or the magnetic very strong in the north pole or in the south pole. So when we have to work north, that means all of our energy in the energy complex in our lower belly will be drawn up to our spinal cord to work our head. So it helps to retain the leakage of our energy down for the sacral. And it will help to nourish our brain cell during the sleeping time to make our mind become more alert, more awake, more sharp. I think we can stop here and we will continue this afternoon. Thank you very much.